If you want to see me sooner, the Thigh Scrapers are playing at the Plowin' Stars Thursday. And they're playing with 145. That's 8 to 11 Thursday. And, yeah. What did we just hear? We heard Stars by Hum, The Gala, Touch Me, Psychic Dog with Chinatown, The Faces, Too Bad, The Stigmatics with Short Enough, 145, Are You Ready? The Stooges, I Got Nothing, and yes, this is Peaches and Regalia. Jay is up next with 1,000 Points of Light. Until next time, see ya! 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition of 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thank you to Brian for that intro, and be sure to check out his show every Saturday from 1 to 4, and his band, The Thigh Scrapers. They're excellent. They're awesome. I would highly recommend checking them out as well. My show here tonight is going to be... So I was off last week. I missed the commemoration of the moon landing, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And frequent listeners of the show will know that I often like to play space rock or spacey stuff or music that references space travel. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. Moon-related, nothing from Moon Unit Zappa, but, you know, moon, traveling to the moon, traveling in space. So that's kind of what we're doing here tonight. And I have a special shout-out to my daughter, Nesha, who is a huge fan of space travel. Nesha, I know you're listening. So this is, I have a special song for you. This is from one of my favorite bands, the Beastie Boys. And the Beastie Boys have a really cool song called Intergalactic. And so what we're going to do is play a track from that. And it's off their record, Hello Nasty, which is kind of a funny name. But this is a fun song about, well, we're going to say it's about space travel. I think as far as it is, it's about traveling in space, not just around our orbit or our galaxy, but all over. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around.
keep it going full steam. Too sweet to be sour, too nice to be me. When on the top guy style, I'm not too keen. Try to change the world, I will plot and scheme.
Mario C likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like Ace of Beam. Fun rapping, cause that's my dream. Motif for sticking to me.
The name of the kink is Rock Rock. Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock Spock. You ever tell me, you will agree.
Hey Bob, I'm looking at what Jack was talking about, and it's definitely not a particle that's nearby. It is a bright object, and it's obviously rotating because it's flashing. It's way out in the distance, apparently rotating in a very rhythmic fashion because the flashes come around almost on time. As we look back at the Earth, it's up at about 11 o'clock, about maybe 10 or 12 Earth diameters. I don't know whether that does you any good, but there's something out there.
Thank you.
right, and that's Air with Kelly Watch the Stars from the excellent Moon Safari record, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. 91.5 Medford, and this is our show about space travel. I missed the show that would have been the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and also the 50th anniversary of something else, which I will hold off until later. I won't spoil the surprise. So because of that, we're pushing off the show. We pushed off the show 1 week, and so we're commemorating the moon landing, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, by having a show devoted to either the moon or space travel, or not just spacey people. That would encompass just about everybody. But still, I think you may catch my drift. Space Lab before that from Kraftwerk off of The Man Machine. Daft Punk with Contact from Random Access Memories. And the Beastie Boys Intergalactic started things off with Hello Nasty. And we had a shout out to my daughter Nesha, who I know was listening and watching. And so I think that went pretty well. Good first set. All right, up next, we have this from Spiritualized. This is Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space, from the album of the same name, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space.
Giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. Getting strong today. A giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. Getting strong today. A giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. are some that are a little strange looking. However, those are not necessarily the majority of them.
The large eyes, or as Bonnie called them, wraparound eyes.
Some of them have three eyes. Some of them have small mouths.
A little tiny nose. Thin slit for the mouth.
They would have maybe pointed ears.
No protruding part of the ears. No hair. And a gray tone to the skin.
From what I've seen in movies, they sort of look like with small bodies and huge heads, but I don't know.
Playing different tunes. I'll see you on the dark side. strike us all down.
Radiohead with Subterranean Homesick Alien, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. And welcome to, this is the show devoted to space travel. If you're just joining us, you picked a great time because we're just about to get into heavy stuff. Before Radiohead, we had Pink Floyd, Brain Damage, Eclipse from the Dark Side of the Moon. And then before that, we had the DNA Lounge. And frequent listeners of the show will know that, or will be familiar with the Durable Records label, a sub-label put out by Fifth Column Records, and this DNA Lounge track called Wraparound Eyes, which is a collection of people who had Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That track was appears on the Document 01 Trans Tribal compilation that was Fifth Column put out through Dorobo, or Dorobo put out through Fifth Column. Before that, Spiritualized, Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space, from the record of the same name, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. And we're doing this because of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, which occurred week before last. And, you know, what's funny is that there are a lot of people out there who believe the whole thing was fake, that the whole thing was staged on like some enormous soundstage in Hollywood because the Americans were losing the Cold War and because Kennedy had made this promise that we'd put a man on the moon and he was killed. And then, you know, we can't, it would be a, too much of a loss or of a defeat, public defeat, worldwide for the country, so they had to get a man on the moon. So people think it's just too much of a coincidence that it happened just before the year was up, because it was the pledge was to do it before the 60s ended. A little crazy. And I think that a lot of these people are getting a little more airtime, so to speak, a little more credence, which I think is somewhat bothersome. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, this track from M83, Don't Save Us from the Flames, which is great. It just makes me think of like a ship sailing in space. There's the synth part that's kind of like distorted and it's faded back and it makes you feel like you're floating in space. It's from the record Before the Dawn Heals Us, Thousand Points of Light. Let me make sure I have the right track here. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. Oh, that's a problem. All right, we're moving on. Up next, Rolling Stones, 2,000 Light Years from Home. Sorry about that.
sad to go to Mars. I'm always kidding on about going to Mars through the day, but faced with the reality of it in a dream, I was terrified. And it wasn't going to be like a moon trip. There was three of us going, but we couldn't all go in the same ship. We had to go one at a time, with a day between us. I had to go first, and it was the thought of passing through all that black space, all the darkness with nothing in it, and then being the first one to land there all alone. I knew it was supposed to be all dark around, with just a red surface. But what if I got there and it was light, all civilized and populated and stuff? So I made a plan. The other two astronauts were going to be my dad and my sister. My dad would come first after me. So I decided when I landed, I would just stay in my seat until he got there. Then we could both get out together and have a look around and see what sort of things were there. And when I woke up and I was lying in the darkness, I thought I had landed. And I just lay still for a while, waiting for my dad to get there too.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's A Flock of Seagulls with Space Age Love Song. And prior to that, Belle and Sebastian, A Space Boy Dream from The Boy with the Arab Strap. The Stones prior to that with 2,000 Light Years from Home, and I played that from the More Hot Rocks double CD, Big Hits and Phased Cookies. That's like a record to be reckoned with in itself. M83, sorry about the technical difficulties. I swear to God, I don't know what happened. The CD was playing, it was fine, and then all of a sudden it cut out completely. And it kind of left me hanging, literally. M83, don't save us from the flames. I'll have to remember that next time, not to play from the CD version. I'll have to find it on my digitally or whatever. Before that, it was Radiohead. Anyway, that's another set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So this is our show devoted to the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. So all the show is, whole show is about space travel, landing on the moon, walking on the moon, being part of the moon, praying to the moon, moon god, probably no moon dancing, all kinds of stuff like that. Aliens, you get the drift. And so that's the theme. And also going to play space songs about space travelers, including Rocket Man from Elton John. So, still not seen the movie. I'm not good with that. But this song deserves to be played since we're going to be playing all the others. Might as well play this one. And this is Rocket Man. I think it's going to be a long time. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Flight.